Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Go Beyond with Pastor Michael Yerusha from the Judah Ministries International Worship Center. For more information about our ministry, please visit our website at judahministries.net. That's judahministries.net. Or find us on Facebook at the Judah Ministries International Worship Center. Here's Pastor Michael with a short word.
Offer your bodies, your life, as a living sacrifice. This is just your reasonable service. Some translations will say this is your reasonable worship. In the Greek, the word is lateia. Service and worship, even in the Old Testament, are interchangeable. Even in the Old Testament, Psalm 100, it says, serve the Lord with gladness. Some of them say, worship the Lord with gladness. So sacrificial service in the house of the Lord is an act of worship. There must be sacrifice in worship. Has to be. I'm going to give you three examples in the Bible, then we're going to wrap this up. The first one, I'm not going to read it all to you for the sake of time. You could go read it on your leisure. It's found in 2 Samuel chapter 24, verses 18 through 25. I'll summarize it. In this passage, there was a plague affecting the entire nation of Israel. The prophet Gad instructs King David to build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite, to stop the plague that was coming over them. David obeys and he approaches Araunah to purchase the land, to purchase the site to build his sacrifice. However, Araunah recognizes King David and he offers to give the land. He offers to give the oxen. He even offered to give him the wood to create his sacrifice for free. Most of us would walk around, I am blessed and highly favored. Give me that land for free.
You are listening to Go Beyond with Pastor Michael Yerusha from the Judah Ministries International Worship Center. For more information about our ministry, please visit our website at judahministries.net. That's judahministries.net. Now let's get back to today's message with Pastor Michael.
But that's not what David did. David insisted on paying full price. Here's what his declaration was. He says, I will not offer sacrifice to God, which cost me nothing. David paid 50 shekels of silver, which was approximately a year's wage. He builds an altar, offers the sacrifice. The Lord answers David's prayer, and the plague of Israel stopped. So David, as we know, is a man after God's own heart. He understood this principle of sacrifice in worship. David understood that true worship was going to require true sacrifice. He was not going to come to God. He was not going to come to the altar empty-handed or offer something on the cheap. He was not going to give God his leftovers. After I've had my Starbucks and my lattes, I pay my cable bill with 15,000 channels. And I watch one of them. If I have anything left over, I'll make a sacrifice. That is not a sacrifice, my friend. David told Araunah, no, I will not make an offering to my God, that which cost me nothing. I will not worship if it's not going to cost me something. True worship requires sacrifice. I'm not necessarily speaking about finances. It could be your time. It could be you're offering yourself around the church to help out. Your sacrifice could be showing up here at 9 a.m. on a Sunday morning for prayer time. All right, did y'all hear that? We're talking about sacrifice. We're not talking about convenience here. The church is all about convenience in many cases today.
You have been listening to Go Beyond with Pastor Michael Yerusha from the Judah Ministries International Worship Center. For more information about our ministry, please visit our website at judahministries.net. That's judahministries.net. Or find us on Facebook at the Judah Ministries International Worship Center. Until next time, may God richly bless you in Jesus' name.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.